TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
it's a fake! It's real!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Hey, Tim.
Yo.
Were you aware?
No.
That it's a fake!
I was aware. I'm toying with the idea of making that the link sound for this week's show.
I would support you in that.
Hear that, or
it's real. What are you talking about?
What? You did not see? Oh! Luke complains I don't look at his links, and then doesn't look at my links. You non-link looking
at. At least
son
I look at
bitch.
Some of your shit. You look at none of my shit. Well, first we're talking about links, then we're talking about shit. Why don't we stay on the same topic?
Well, no offense, I can only see how many times that you ran 4 miles with fucking Runkeeper. I got it. You ran. Yes! Look at Noah running, everybody! Running about! Look at him running hither and thither!
Hey, I only do that one time a day. Not even every day. And
no.
Me, I post way more links.
There have been days where that fucking thing's popped up like 3 or 4 times.
No. Maybe yes. Twice.
Yeah, not 3 or 4 times, but I've at least seen it twice a day.
Not usually, though. It's only once.
I'm like, oh, he biked and he ran. Look at him.
Ooh.
If he swims, he gets the trifecta. I get him a cookie. Oh, I guess that would be counterproductive. Energy bar? I don't know what you'd want.
What you? Shut the fuck up, nigger.
You want a carb load ahead of time, but by the time I've seen your Runkeeper tweets, it's too late. Yep. Anyway, so there's the what me and Andy are talking about is the video I just linked.
It's a fake. It's real.
It's just two scenes from Deep Space Nine where one character is yelling, "It's a fake!" And then Captain Sisko is yelling, "It's real!" And someone just spent how long? 3.5 minutes having them go back and forth.
Oh, but it's so awesome.
It is. Anyway, so I wrote a blog about it, and I even changed my profile picture to Sisko yelling, "It's real!" and me photoshopped into the background very subtly so that Jeff didn't even notice. He's like, "Wait, are you in the background of that photo for no reason?" I said, "Yes, I am."
Yeah, no, I noticed that immediately. I was like, Tim's replaced Armin Shimmerman. The guy
Ferengi.
Plays Quark.
He's a Ferengi.
I did see the picture.
Which is funny, because the picture is him saying it's real, but it's actually a fake, because I'm in it. Good times. Anyway,
it's real! It's a fake. It's real.
For some reason, where it gets me is about, I think, 2 minutes in, where it's like, it's real. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
It's real. Don't you understand?
No, it's fake.
I'm Tim, the real T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the
fake
A in TanCast.
I'm Noah. I'm the.
And don't you understand?
I don't understand.
Tim, I love that in your blog post, you actually went ahead and called Avery Brooks out for overacting.
Although I did watch the whole clip, and
it's a fake.
It's real.
And it's very emotional when it's all in context. Like, it achieves its goal, but yes, he is chewing the shit out of the scenery.
Yeah, but there are some other episodes where he just has the rage building inside of him, and he's got this look on his face like I expect him to just turn green any second.
Well, he also he's out of breath.
Yeah.
Isn't that like
he is pissed off at you? You know he is pissed off at you by the staccato delivery.
I just wish him and Shatner had angry scenes opposite each other. That would have been awesome.
What is wrong?
What's wrong?
You guys having fun?
Khan! It's real!
The homosexuals having fun?
Fake!
Is that his normal acting, Noah? I can't
that
say.
That breathiness that he did was like a normal thing. Because I remember watching Deep Space Nine.
No, I've seen him play a cop in something else, and he was
right,
nuts.
Right. Yeah, that's a. That's what we're saying. That's his normal acting style, and it's over the top.
Gotcha.
I thought you were comparing it to, like, Spencer for Hire for some shit. I'm like, I don't know.
I didn't even know he was on other shows besides that. That's all I knew.
Well, he was in American History X.
He was in The Big Hit.
Oh, I guess he was, wasn't he?
Indeed.
By the way, I would like to dedicate this episode to any time I happen to be talking and I hear that I'm talking over Noah, I'm going to immediately stop talking and give Noah the floor. Because I've been editing the last two episodes and Noah is cut off constantly. I don't know how it works out. Like, I don't know if he's just somehow his delay or he just kind of speaks sort of softly, but just like, he'd be like, and another thing. That's the thing. I hear the when he gives up. Fuck it. I guess I don't get to say that.
I don't know.
The floor is yours, Noah. What would you like to talk about?
It's just because Noah's your little bitch boy.
What about peace in the Middle East? How do we feel about that?
I'm against it.
All right, sweet.
They can't handle it.
Counterpoint?
I'm for peace in the Middle East.
Sweet.
Huzzah!
I actually had a topic I don't know if we wanted to discuss. I was listening to someone talk about Tiger Woods' apology, and they basically said it was messed up that he had to apologize to everyone for messing around with his wife. It's like, really? He only needs to apologize to one person, his wife.
Well, no, he may also need to apologize to a couple of his mistresses.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, my topic was, it's like, do you think it's just comes with the territory that your whole life is just, if you're a celebrity blast out there and you have to apologize for people... to everyone for shit you did in your personal life. Like, I fucked around my wife, so I gotta apologize to all you guys. It's like, I didn't fuck around on you. I don't know why. You had nothing to do with it. You're not in my bed at night.
It's kind of that whole thing with the celebrity now where your life becomes a brand. So it's not just that he was a good golfer. It's that, you know, like, kind of being young, but also, like, just really, really super focused.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I want a piece of the tiger.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And it's
I got my eye on the tiger. Anyways, yeah, so that whole thing is like his whole personality, well, I guess his persona, not his personality, was being sold as, you know, this brand to like Nike and I don't know, fucking FedEx, whoever, you know, all these companies that wanted to kind of associate themselves with that ideal that was being put forth with him. So maybe he needs to apologize to his sponsors as well, because he tarnished the brand that they had bought into.
But don't you think... I mean, do you think they have,
but
like...
But that's a business thing. That's a business apology. That's not a personal apology.
Yeah. I mean, do you think we have an unrealistic view of, like, what our celebrities are supposed to be and supposed to do?
Yeah.
A little bit. It's like they gotta be these characters, really.
No, not perfect characters. Like, you can't fuck
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And the messed up thing is, like, you know, everyone fucks up.
Like, yeah, so like characters in a Fox drama, like completely two-dimensional.
It's just cameras always there around to, like, catch up their fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Tim, the floor is yours.
I was like, oh, there's Noah, I'm stopping.
I noticed that. Kudos.
The weird thing is, though, like, we make them apologize and call them on the carpet, but no, there's never ever really any real repercussions to when they do shit. Like, Mel Gibson went on that fucking drunken binge. Maybe he apologized or whatever, but he's still making movies. He's still got a movie coming out. I think he directed a movie after that, and people still went to see it. The one dude who called the women, what Don Imus called them, nappy-headed hoes, he got fired, but he got another job. Michael Vick, fucking, you know, dogs or whatever, fuck, he's back on a team.
Polanski molested an underage girl, and he's like, oh, I'm still making movies, motherfucker, what you want?
Exactly. Yeah, he's got a new one coming out.
With James Bond in it.
Yep.
So it's
from
like
Academy
we make them
Award
do this song
winning
and dance,
child,
like,
molester, Roman Polanski.
We make this do this, like, be sorry. And then we go, oh, we're so angry at this person. And then we go right back to fucking liking whatever they liked.
I guess that is a counterpoint. Like, we call them out for fucking up, that for shit doesn't fuck up. But then we just forget about it. Like, we're, oh, you're famous. Whatever. You can do what you want.
Yeah. Fucking whatever.
Fucking Tim
I
molested.
Mean, fucking Woody Allen is still with Sun Yi or what, Sing Mong or Wing and Ding Dong. I don't really know. I'm sorry.
Uncalled for racism. Uncalled for racism.
Tim, that statement was a little bit racist.
Did they start messing around before she was of legal age?
I don't believe so.
Because she's not, I mean, you know, probably frowned upon, but she's not his real daughter, though.
No.
Right, yeah.
You're generally,
it's,
you know,
yeah, it's still a social taboo.
Yes, I don't think me or you can get away with it.
No.
I think we'd be very lonely.
Mostly because it'd be really odd if we adopted an 18-year-old daughter right now.
Asian girl?
Yeah. Although I have been looking into it, and so far it's slow going.
You've been doing the research?
The agencies are not very helpful.
Look at the Google. So, if I wanted to adopt an 18-year-old Asian to marry, what would that cost me?
First of all, how do I look up their chest size? Because that...
I don't see you that have these... age and birth date here, but what about chest size?
And is the hymen intact? Because that's not a deal breaker, but you know, it's a it's kind of like Power Windows. I might like it. I might be willing to pay a little extra and throw that in there.
It's kind of like cruise control. It's not necessary. But it makes those long hauls a lot easier.
It just sounded like Andy was in shock until he got that laugh out. Like, what are you two talking about?
It's like my brain hurt more and more and progressively more. And then it just finally turned into like a little, I don't know, like laugh aneurysm. Just something first. It's like, oh, that feels a little better. That relieves the pressure. By the way, I looked up Sun Yi on Wikipedia. She was born in 1970. She was 8 years old when Mia Farrow and her then-husband, Andre Previn, adopted her. But she was about 22 when it was revealed that she'd been having a relationship with Woody Allen. So, yeah.
Oh, so he didn't even grow up with her, necessarily. Did it say, like, when he came into the picture?
Nothing in here.
Yeah. I guess that would be a little weird, like, to adopt someone and watch them grow up and like, oh, yeah, we're going to date now.
Yeah. And, well, now she's married to Woody Allen, so I guess it worked out.
So, yeah, that was my only topic, just like...
That is a little creepy. Woody Allen was Mia Farrow's domestic partner starting in 1980, when Sun Yi was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke it off when Sun Yi was 22.
That's how you do it.
Yep. You gotta
indoctrinate them young.
Yep.
You know who you find attractive? Overly neurotic Jewish guys who are balding. And just repeat that from age 10 till age 18, and boom, you're in there.
You're in like Flynn.
First, I'm going to be your daddy figure, and then I'm going to be asking who's your daddy.
Oh, I mean, yes, but no.
So you're saying you're advocating the stay with the old bitch while you cultivate the new bitch?
No, I'm not advocating any of this. These are jokes, Andy. This is a satirical program.
I'm sorry, I had a laugh aneurysm previously. I think my brain functions reduce.
I think no.
How about no?
Reminds me of a buddy of mine. And Noah met my buddy's girlfriend's cousin as well. He was at a party. And she was like, I think, 17, but had huge...
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my buddy. I was like, it's like, dude, your girlfriend's cousin is... I gotta stay in here. She's out by the pool. I gotta stay indoors. And he goes, dude,
today.
She just walks around the house like that, too. It's like, oh, good. He recognizes it, too. He's not blind. And I had faith in my friend.
And it was his cousin?
No, it was his girlfriend's cousin.
That sucks.
Yeah. Now it's his wife's cousin.
That sucks. That less, probably. Probably gotten used to it at that point. But still. When it's the girlfriend stage, you're like, oh, I could have, I chose poorly. I didn't realize that option was out there.
His wife has got some pretty huge cans, too, so, you know.
Oh, then he's all right. I'm not worried about him.
Kudos to him. He just sort of leapt into a family that was breast and dad. He's like, I'm just going to dive in and land on some boobs. Yay, boob pool.
Boob pool.
I don't know where that came from.
Because you're a crazy nigger.
That's where it came from.
Oh, did you guys take the census? Tim took the census, right?
I did.
Yeah, I took the shit out of the census.
I took a big fat census and then I flushed.
I was telling Tim they had Negro as an option on the for African American. I'm like, really? Do black people still call themselves Negro? I didn't think that was used anymore.
I thought it was only used ironically.
Shit, yeah, Negro. That's all you had to say.
And then you notice that, like, ask you what's going to be happening in your house on April 1st. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I'm not who's planning to go anywhere, house? But...
Yeah, I felt like Johnny Carson holding up an envelope to my head and filling out the census based on that. Anybody? Amazing question.
Yes, I know, Karnak. Karnak?
Karnak, oh, that's what it was.
Karnak, yeah. Yeah. I got it. It just,
not funny.
Didn't elicit a laugh or anything.
Oh, yes, I see.
not,
I don't know if it was
laugh
the cold
out loud
medicine.
Funny. You know.
Oh, sorry.
I thought maybe there was some setup.
No,
I thought that was all it was. Oh, okay, he's gonna wind us up. Here it comes.
Yep.
He's got us all wound tight.
Yep.
Just gonna relieve all this awkwardness with a joke.
Just like your high school girlfriend, I'm gonna wind you up and then leave.
That's where you're wrong, sir. I didn't have a high school girlfriend.
Joke's on you, Jack.
Actually, that's not true. I had 3 high school girlfriends.
Oh, look at it, 2. I have 3 high school girlfriends.
That's over a 4-year period.
I had no high school girlfriends. How about that?
Really?
Yep. I had 1 high school girlfriend.
Sexy voice, motherfucker like yourself?
Wish I hadn't.
Yep.
No, it was still in his awkward phase, you know, when the balls were huge, but the dick hadn't caught up yet.
When he was still scared.
Now that was before high school. Thank you very much.
Oh, was it? Damn. I'm referring to a video I saw of Noah in a play, and he stuttered through one of his lines, and I don't know, I just amused the shit out of me.
So much so that he's never forgotten it.
Nope. I don't remember what the setup was, but he was scared about something. Although it works, because if you're stuttering through the word scared, fucking people are believing you in the audience. Like, that guy is scared.
Acting.
He's too scared to say scared.
Nope, it's method.
This guy is the next fucking De Niro. He's the Negro.
He made me believe him.
When I was a kid, I had really bad stage fright, and I had to get up and give some presentation in front of, like, my American history class or something like that. It was, like, 8th grade or some shit. And, like, the adrenaline would kick in, and my hands would just shake uncontrollably. But I actually worked it in because the guy whose life I was supposed to be presenting and talking about had, like, died of syphilis or something like that. So he'd, like, died all feverish and trembly and whatever. So I was supposed to be giving the presentation as him, like, you know, biographical, whatever. So I, like, wrapped myself all up and just, you know, the adrenaline kicked in and I made it look like it was, fever tremors when it was actually I was scared to death to be up in front of the class.
Oh, look at you. It was that ponytail, wasn't it?
No, that was long before the ponytail.
Damn.
I got an A, too. The teacher's like, man, you were really committed to that. I was like, yeah, I totally was. I worked on it hard. Give me an A. Thanks. All right.
Sweet.
Back to the census for just half a sec. I don't
no!
know.
Census is gone. It is no more. We have moved on.
Suck my ass. I don't know if if it was the cold medicine or what, but my wife said something about, hey, did the census forms, did they ever arrive? I said, oh, yeah, I filled them out and put them out in the mail today. Why didn't you consult with me? Are you white? Is your birthday still your birthday? You're going to be living here on April 1st? Do you live anywhere else? All right, didn't need to consult you.
I would laugh if she's like, no, I'm fucking leaving you. Bye, bitch.
Then I got to call the census and tell them I lied. I was like, I filled it out too early.
When is it due, by the way?
April 1st?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's due in April, is it not?
Well, it's on April 1st that they actually want to know this, so, you know, I lied and told them I could see the future, but...
I like how, after you get to, like, I don't know, maybe it's the 7th or 10th person, like, they don't even give a shit about you anymore. What's your name? How old are you?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about what you're saying. Who the fuck you are. You're too many people.
Like, well, Catholic families have the advantage.
I was going to say, at this point, we're guessing that you're Catholic or Mormon.
Or Camormon.
Yeah. Oh, man, those would be huge families.
Hey, let's do some tan laughs.
It's time to read some tan laughs.
Tan laughs.
Send them in and we'll read your tan laughs.
Tan laughs.
Just send us in your jokes. We'll read them for you, folks.
You'll laugh off your ass as we read some tan laughs.
And I put in, I'm no doubt put in the Back to the Future tan laugh intro just in case the now playing guys are listening.
All right.
They're not going to listen to us.
I know.
They might listen to us just to rip you apart.
They didn't comment on my rebuttal to their Back to the Future critiques because they knew they had met a superior intellect.
No, because they realized it was useless.
All right.
This guy's an idiot.
Because if they had said anything counter, I would have just called them poopy faces.
And what could they say to that? Nothing.
Nothing. Because they got poop all over their faces. Anything they say is going to sound like, it smells like shit, Too soon?
Too soon to what?
To say that joke?
For no. What?
What?
Who?
Huh? Interrogative!
And back to 10 laughs.
It's real!
It's a fake! Alright, so this 10 laugh is spent in by professional comedian, funny man, and all-around good guy, Jerry Brandt. Here it goes. A blonde calls her boyfriend and says, please come over here and help me. I have a killer jigsaw puzzle, and I can't figure out how to get it started. Her boyfriend asks, what's it supposed to be when it's finished? And the blonde replies, according to the box, it's a tiger. So the boyfriend heads over to help with the puzzle, and when he arrives, she lets him in, and he takes him to the kitchen table where she has all the pieces spread all over. He studies the pieces for a moment and looks at the box, then turns to her and says, first of all, no matter what we do, we are never going to assemble these pictures to resemble anything that looks like a tiger. He takes her hand and says, second, I want you to relax. Let's have a nice glass of wine. And then, he sighed, let's put all these frosted flakes back in the box.
I actually saw where that was going, but I still liked it.
Frosted
flakes
are delicious.
Yeah, I read that a little too slow. I was. What? No, sorry. What?
I said frosted flakes are delicious. That is all.
And Captain, you are right, Noah. Frosted flakes are delicious.
And Captain Crunch is made out of ground glass.
If you have to get the Safeway version of Frosted Flakes, they are passable as well.
Mm.
If you happen to be in the LA area and get the Ralph's version, do not.
I'm glad that you've determined all of this, Tim. Tim's learning the lessons, so you don't have to.
The more you know about stuff. Yeah. Next.
All right, this one was sent in by Mike, and it's very specific. An Alexander County deputy pulled a car over on I-57 about 2 miles north of the Missouri state line. I'm just going to agree that that's all factual and continue. When the deputy asked the driver why he was speeding, the driver answered that he was a magician and a juggler, and he was on his way to Branson to do a show that night and didn't want to be late. The deputy told the driver that he was fascinated by juggling, and if the driver would do a little juggling for him, he wouldn't give him a ticket. The driver told the deputy he'd sent all of his equipment on ahead and didn't have anything to juggle. The deputy told him that he had some flares in the trunk of his squad car and asked if he could juggle them. The juggler said he could, so the deputy got out 3 flares, handed them to the man. While the man was doing his juggling act, a car pulled up behind the squad car. A drunk got out, watched their performance briefly, then went over to the squad car, opened up the rear door, and got in. The deputy observed him doing so, went over to the squad car, opened the door, and asked the drunk what he thought he was doing. The drunk replied, I may as well take my ass to jail. There's no way in hell I can pass that test.
Ba-dum-bum.
That is another one where you again see where it's going, but enjoy it once you get there.
Yep.
All right, I got one for you. This is from the Hunter's Funniest Jokes on Maxim's website that I've been pulling from. Everyone on Earth dies and goes to heaven. God greets him and says, men make 2 lines, one for those who dominate the women and one for those who are whipped. All the women can go with St. Peter. After about an hour, God returns to find 2.5 billion men standing in the whip line and only one guy in the dominant line. You men should be ashamed of yourself, God cries. I created you in my image, and all of you cower down to women. Can any of you explain this? No one dares say a word. God then turns to the man standing alone and says, tell me, my son, how did you manage to be the only one in this line? I don't know, the guy replies, shrugging. My wife told me to stand here.
I did not see where that one was going.
Tim was abused.
I was. That was it. That's a good one. So I am going to steal.
What did you do, Tim? Sorry, I interrupted you that time.
I'm going to steal Noah's segment and give a recipe.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah! Oh, look at you. Actually, I don't have a recipe this week, so that's good.
This was, I don't know if you saw my tweet. I had said, like, oh, ever think you have a really good idea and then you Google it and realize 111,000 people had the idea before you? That's what this is. But I'm still going with it. Fuck all them motherfuckers. A grilled cheese pizza sandwich. So you butter one side of 2 slices of bread. You lay one side down on the skillet or whatever. Sprinkle some. You could do it with a slice, but I do it with shredded mozzarella cheese. Lay down some pepperoni. Sprinkle some more mozzarella cheese. Put the other slice on top of that. Cook it like a grilled cheese. Then you cut it down the middle diagonally and warm up a tiny little bit of pizza sauce and use it as a dip. Mm. Yes, the pizza dip is, the sauce is key. A little dip.
It's almost like a panini.
It's a panini. Hey, what's the matter for you? It's a panini, pizza panini.
So then you Google it and people are like, oh, try this awesome sandwich I thought of.
Yeah, it was like, I think there's an entire book that's entitled Grilled Cheese Pizza Sandwich and Other Great Recipes. I'm like, fuck! Whatever. I came to it of my own devices. And I'm also an alternate. I haven't actually tried this yet, but my alternate is a pizza I like to make when I make pizza for me and Danelle. Mozzarella cheese, then some pre-cooked bacon. You know how they have that bacon that you just need to microwave for like 30 seconds?
Uh-huh.
Throw a little of that on there. Some cooked
Do I know
bits.
About the quickest way to get bacon? Oh, sir.
Not all of our listeners mainline grease.
Sorry, anyway, please continue.
So then some shredded cooked chicken, and then some more mozzarella cheese, put it on top, and then instead of pizza sauce, get a dipping sauce of barbecue sauce, and maybe warm it up a little. That's my next thing I'm going to try.
Ooh, look at you, Mr. Chef Tim.
Chef is strong.
Nah.
You're right.
Guy who puts cheese and meats together with bread.
That's three of the four major food groups.
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, when
Tim,
Now Playing declined... When they declined our pie-eating contest, my response was bacon-wrapped chocolate pistols.
Oh, Now Playing Guys? Yep. And, of course, they backed off from that because they knew that only ends one way.
With Andy with a chocolatey bacon mouthful of pistol.
Indeed.
Which sounds suggestive.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's fake!
It's real!
So, anybody else have anything going on and stuff?
I did.
Ooh, tell us about it.
Let me rephrase the question. Noah, do you have anything interesting to say, or else we have to listen to Andy?
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, did you?
Zing! Zing-a-zing-a-zong-a-zoo. Oh, sorry, what were you saying, Noah?
Go ahead. Andy.
Thank you, Noah. Fuck you, Tim. You know, we could actually change the name of this podcast to Thank You, Noah, Fuck You, Tim. I think I say that weekly. Yeah, so
Tim Babb is a shithead.
So that out-of-town job opportunity...
It's a fake!
It's real!
It went by the wayside because apparently the clients got wind of what my cost was going to be and went, we really want him. He's clearly the best, but that's just too much. I thought from the beginning that's about where it was going to go.
You're the best.
And there it went.
Clearly the best.
No.
You're like when...
Tim, you're saying that wrong. It's, I'm the best around.
No, it's like when in Armageddon, when they need to find the best deep core driller, as though there's some sort of rating system for them. You are the best guy who makes yak hair hats or whatever the lie you came up with on that blog was.
That was totally real, Tim. What are you talking about, baby?
It's fake.
No, it's real. I knit yak hair tea cozies.
That's what it was.
I totally do.
Best tea cozies around this side of Mississippi.
Well, the best tea cozies made of yak hair.
Actually, we're on the other side of the Mississippi. So we got the tea cozy market covered over here. You stay over there.
Don't be coming over here with your fucking tea cozies.
Yeah. But it was just one of those situations where it's like, if I know that I can name all the rest of the people in the world who know this thing as good as me, yeah, that probably says something about if
How
they really
do you
want
know
me.
There
what
isn't some guy by himself in his basement fucking studying the shit out of this motherfucking thing.
Because at some point he would have had to talk to me.
No, he's so good, he doesn't fucking need your help, douchebag. I don't know why I just threw the douchebag.
I can't get more specific as why, but...
Sorry, Andy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't be more specific as to why, but if he did, at some point he would have had to speak to me.
I know it is, and I think at some point he was just like fucking genius. He's like, I don't need to talk to you.
He's like the house of tea cozies.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it, I'm the master tea cozies. I don't need fucking Andy's help. Fuck him.
I can All deduce. Right. Didn't you say there was other people who know this stuff, and couldn't you talk to this fictitious other person?
Oh, yeah, look at that, Andy.
Oh, yeah, it's totally possible. The other people that know the stuff as well as me, I know, either live near where I do or significantly further away from where this job was.
Yes, but what this person who talked to that person, maybe they live... Who knows where they live? Maybe they're a nomad. They travel from... That's why you don't know them. They're
maybe.
Off the grid.
Maybe.
They're just knowing this shit... And going from town to town, like Dr. David Bruce Banner.
They're like, what's his name from Any Member of the State? I can't remember.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah, Gene Hackman.
Yeah. Side note, I just watched Crimson Tide again. That is a good movie. And now, back to the show.
Viggo Mortensen's in that.
Fucking a ton of people are in that.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Schroeder's in it for a scene.
Oh, Ricky.
And,
Ricky,
what's his name? James Gandolfini's in it.
Hey, Ricky.
Yes.
Hey, Ricky.
I've never seen James Gandolfini in a role where I was supposed to enjoy him. Granted, I never watched The Sopranos. Not enjoy him, but you know what I mean? Like him. Like, he's not a likable guy in any movie I've ever seen him. Or
what about the Mexican where he's the gay hitman?
All right.
He had some charms there.
Strike that. Yeah, but is he, like, a character you're rooting for? Because isn't he after...
He is a hitman and all, but...
But isn't he after the two main characters that we're rooting for?
But does he redeem himself or no? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I can't either.
Write in. Tell us if we're wrong about James Gandolfini in The Mexican.
Half-remembered facts about movies on TanCast.
And this is why Now Playing won't debate us.
Because we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Well,
wait,
some
did
of
they
us
get
don't.
Back to the future or did they just stay in the past? I don't remember. It's not important to my story. My point is, you can lick my balls. Show me where I'm wrong.
They taste good. Get you back. Back to the future.
Were there other wrinkles this week in the development of this job that went away?
No other wrinkles in the development of that job that went away. But I did get another job offer unlooked for.
I totally softballed that to you, and you still managed to swing at it three times before you hit it.
I know. I just it was until the words actually came out of my mouth that I was deciding whether I was going to mention it or not.
Ooh, he foul tipped it.
No, what you heard was me playing for time. I was vamping while I made decisions.
No, you were just yammering. Chat. Words.
Available now at cafepress.com/tancast.
It's a fake. It's real.
Wait. Here's a reversal. Fuck you, Noah. Thank you, Tim.
What? I didn't do anything helpful.
No.
I don't deserve a thank you.
For turning funny things into product on cafepress.com.
No problem.
Oh, man, yeah, when I'm having a bad day, I just have to open up Cafe Press and look at the My God is an Atheist bumper sticker, and I re-giggle.
It's a fake! It's real!
Because it's just so pitch perfect, the blue background and the white little white halo behind the words and that choice of font. Ah, love it.
It's funny, when I went to start doing it, I'm like, I'll use the Dogma font.
Yes.
Which I know it's not called the Dogma font, but I always think of it as from the movie Dogma, which I think probably why I downloaded it in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know what that font is, but perfect.
Perferundo.
Something quest, like Avra quest. What was that, Noah?
Nothing. He was just
making up words. You don't need to back up for that one. Hey, everybody, welcome to Politecast, where Tim is going to spend the entire episode apologizing to Noah.
That way, next week, I can go back to interrupting him.
Hey, everybody.
Next week, it's shut the fuck up, Noah. I'm still talking about Star Trek. Speaking of Star Trek, me, Jeff, and Stephanie just went to the Star Trek, the exhibition or the exhibit? I forget what it's called at the Tech Museum.
The douchiness.
Kinda.
Wasn't that good?
It was a scaled-down version of the thing I'd already seen in Long Beach, which is already somewhat of a disappointment after you've seen the one in Vegas.
Okay.
So it's two levels of scaled down. And they didn't let you take pictures. I didn't realize that until I got there. They're like, there's no photography, no video recording of any kind once you get in there. And the whole reason I wanted to go was I dressed up in my Starfleet uniform, and I know they recreated some sets so it looks like you're in the Starship Enterprise D. Like, they have a hallway and, like, the transporter room. And so I wanted to take pictures of myself in the costume. No, couldn't do that, so I'm just walking around in the costume for no good reason, looking like an idiot.
Did you try to sneak a shot, or was the security pretty tight?
I wouldn't say security was pretty tight, but I was just like, there was enough that someone would notice.
I would have done it right before I left. Like, what the fuck are they going to do, kick you out?
Good point.
It was like at Disneyland, well, when we were going down Splash Mountain.
The problem is we wanted to go on the little ride afterwards, where Michael Dorn is fucking phoning that voiceover in. Just... He couldn't give a shit. He is the anti-Cisco in that. Like, if Michael Dorn had that line from the show, he'd be like, it's real. It's real. Don't you understand? It's real.
Maybe Michael Dorn needs all the shit applied to his forehead before he can really, you know, feel the mood of the scene.
He's because he's like, our shields are down. We are defenseless. Perhaps today is a good day to die. Like, he's like, woo, calm down. And the motion simulator part of it, see, it's almost random as opposed to coordinated with what you're doing. Like, at one point, this thing flips all the way over, and, like, he does, you know, like a 360 somersault. There's probably a more technical term for it. I wouldn't say anything going on screen necessitated it. Like, oh, we're going to go over here. Whee! And then the very climax of the thing, like this big Borg cube explodes. Sorry, spoiler alert for the shitty 4-minute ride, which you should totally go on. but, like, goes, oh, we got to get back to the Enterprise. Brace yourself! And, like, almost nothing. Like on the screen, you're flying all over everywhere, and, like, you zip into the shuttle bay, and, like, you stop suddenly and spin around, and now you're facing back out so you can watch the shuttle bay doors close or whatever. Almost no movement at all during this, all this climactic shit going on the screen. You're like, shake to the right, shake to the left, you're all right.
They fucking got good ass fucking shots of those things.
Shake to the left, shake to the right.
Unless you're flying over a random crater, then you do a 360.
Oh, those craters, they're fucking dangerous.
Oh, and part of the thing that annoyed me is I was walking through, because I, you know me, I don't pay for parking. So I find it where it's free, and I make it happen. If that's far away, such is life. So I'm walking through most of downtown San Jose in my Starfleet uniform, like, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing, baby? Yeah. I literally stopped traffic at one point. It was a green light, but it was red at first, and this woman was just looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? And then I hear a, because the person behind her was sick of waiting for her to figure out why that dork was on the corner. Because the light had changed to green. Oh, and also, there was some sort of something going on in the convention center, and there was, I don't know if it was a band thing, but there was, like, all these high school kids, and they looked very geeky, and, like, as I passed them, I was like, yeah, which one of us gets laid less? Don't worry, kids. It's still you.
Have you seen my wife? Here's my wife. Here's a picture.
Keep hope alive, kids. This is what I did. And I still dress like this.
You could do it again. You could do it, too.
I'm 30 goddamn years old. I'm too old for chat roulette.
Hey, old guy. You know what's odd?
I started saying this.
Like,
oh, yes?
I'm on chat roulette, and I just feel awkward. Like I turn the cam, just trying. I just feel awkward, like just someone just staring right at me. Like, I'm not really doing anything exciting. Hi.
It's not
That's why
me.
I always take my penis out at that point.
I hate people just stare. Like, they don't type. They don't move around. They're just staring. Like, well, what is the point of that?
They're waiting for you to be angry at your vajayjay.
I don't even know if people are paying attention. I put my plant in front of the camera. And some people just stared. One person, I had to disconnect on them. I'm like, really? You're not going to say anything about the plant? You're just going to look? Like, I can see you. I don't know what you're looking at.
Maybe they are the plant and they can't type because they have no fingers.
I said I was doing, like, pre-recorded things where I would record it and then just play it back just because, I'm weird. So I did a close-up of my eye for, like, 5 minutes. Did I say this last week?
Nope.
Okay. And I played I put my iTunes over, instead of my microphone, I had iTunes going over the whatever, the speakers, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the word I'm looking for, but anyway, I'm transmitting my iTunes, and it's a mix of Somebody's Watching Me, Eye of the Tiger, and Private Eyes by A Hall of Notes.
You did your own mashup?
Oh, sorry, no. It's a rotation of those three songs.
Oh, gotcha.
And I've also thrown in there is the Geico commercial version of Somebody's Watching You.
Oh, is dancing?
No, just it's a different recording of the song. It's sort of like that. Tell me who's watching.
I thought the gecko was dancing.
No, it's the googly eye one.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The
googly
eye money one. This is the money you could be saving on your scrotum.
I love scrotum savings. Scrotum prices are insane! Alright, and did you have any more to say about that job? I realized we kind of went off on a random tangent there.
No, that was it.
Good work.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
I did.
So it looks like...
I did nail it.
Sorry, what?
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 Who?
Huh?
Interrogative!
Penis. What is interrogative?
Question.
It's my interrogative. I do what I want to do. It's my interrogative.
Interrogative.
I'm saying interrogative, but I'm just throwing the syllables together to get it to match it up with the beat.
Gotcha.
Play it back slowly, and you'll hear.
It's my interrogative. Okay.
So what is an interrogative? Answer the man's question.
I told him it's a question. Who, what, when, where, why, how?
Answer it!
Answer the question!
I want the truth!
It's fake.
If I was closer, I would throw feces at you both.
Of course you would. Not.
Yep, you're not. So you can't throw feces at us. You can just sit in there and be frustrated and listen to your words.
You just stew in your own feces.
Words. Right back at you.
Oh, so you're starting to say, Noah, it looks like...
Oh, it looks like Ben Folds did something like that one chat roulette guy where he's playing the piano while looking at chat roulette and singing songs about them.
It's a fake! It's real!
Ah, that was amusing.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
Well, I have a link.
It's a fake! It's real! Oh,
well, somebody...
Although, supposedly did it live, but I'm like, how do you avoid the cock?
I'm sure they just edited out the cock. Because it seemed like that might have been edited. Because, like, it seemed like the piano guy moved suddenly a couple times.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, yeah, I was thinking about that, but more at least I was thinking about the Ben Folds 5 where he was doing it live at a show.
Oh, yeah, sometimes there's cock. What are you going to do?
And except for the one time where he actually got so pissed at people yelling Freebird, he actually played the whole thing. I've never once been bored. I know people yell Freebird to mock people, but I actually love the song Freebird. If somebody started playing it, I would enjoy it.
And Ben did. Are you reading the comment?
Yeah.
Who, me?
No, Andy.
Ah.
There's like old text is saying, and except for the time where he actually got so pissed at people yelling Freebird that he actually played the whole thing, I never once been bored. I saw Ben Folds, just Ben Folds actually, once live. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. He's a very entertaining fella.
Can we comment on Andy's link?
It's a fake! It's real!
Certainly.
That is amusing.
Oh, the picture of one says copy, one says paste, the twins? Yeah,
yeah. Well, Control-C and Control-V, they're two twin boys and they have shirts on. One says Control-C, the other says Control-V. That is amusing. If my wife won't let me name our twins Luke and Leia, she's got to let me get these shirts.
I was telling my wife, if we have a boy, can we name him Luke? And then Tim, if they have a girl, they can name him Leia. I'm like, I bet Tim would go out along with it. And she's like, I bet neither me or Janelle would. I'm like, me maybe.
Which is why you should have married Tim.
Then that whole baby,
I would have been able to
problem.
Bear you a strong child.
A manly child. A double manly child.
Danelle's dead set against Leia. Like, Luke, she's not, you know, 100% like, you know, that's not going to happen. But Leia, she's like, that just sounds bad. Leia Bab. It's like, we're just setting her up to be the school slut.
What, did she wear like a metal bikini to work?
Just Leia.
Oh, gotcha.
Bab. And yes, we were going to say, I was going to let my daughter wear nothing but a gold metal bikini. That's it. Listen, bitch, that's how you rock it. I'm sorry you decided to go snowshoe exploring. What? Skiing. I wanted to say skiing, but my mind said, you got to make sure they know snow's involved.
Snowshoe.
Exploring. Exploring a snowshoe.
But wait, now I've said snowshoe, and this sentence makes no sense. Add exploring after it. That's something people do. I don't think it is. You know what? I'm in charge here. Well, that's clearly a mistake. And that's a peek inside Tim's brain.
A lot goes on there in that short amount of time.
In the middle of the night, the other night, I told my wife, you know, if I had to explain to you why I was trying to recite the Pledge of Allegiance backwards in my head, it wouldn't make any more sense than this statement right here.
Danelle loves to, like, she'll be typing something, she'll be like, how do you spell? And she'll say a word. I'm always like, I have no idea. Google it. But every time she asks it, it's going to be different. I'm like, I don't know. Like, the part of my brain that figures shit out by sounding it out and get, like, that is atrophied to nothing. Like, it's just this feeble old thing just sitting in the corner, like, and every so often she just flings the door open. It's like, light on me, no! Don't gaze upon me!
You know how I spell check things on my iPhone because there's not an actual spell check on there? I type the words I think it is, and then I change the last letter to be something right next to the last letter I think it is. And if it corrects it, I go with that spelling. If it doesn't correct it, I back it out and I try an alternate spelling that I think it could be, and then I put the last letter off by one to the left or the right, and I see if it corrects that. Wash, rinse, repeat.
I do use Google a lot of times. I it's so sad, though, like whenever like you're trying to spell something and you're going to use a spell checker to correct yourself because you know you don't spell it, and you fuck it up so bad, it's not even spelling the word that you – it can't even figure out what the fuck – it's like – I have no fucking idea what you're trying to spell. So I have to go back and like... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Just fucking talk over each other. It's better that way.
It sounded like you were wrapping up that thought, so I don't want to disrupt
that.
That
was it. That's all I got.
Well, because I'm with the word definitely, I constantly spell it wrong, and the computer always thinks I'm trying to spell defiantly. I'm like, no, definitely. Do you mean defiantly? No, I mean definitely. Oh, I see what you're going for. You're going for defiantly. God damn it! Everything I change makes it more defiantly.
Yep. Spell it. I don't know why. There's some words that, yeah, I always spell wrong. And I'm like, I should fucking sit down, look at this word, fucking learn how to spell it. But no, it didn't happen.
When I was working at the radio station, I would spell restaurant wrong all the time until one day I was like, fuck, I just got to memorize how to spell restaurant because, I get the red squiggly line every time I type it. Like, so, because I did this thing where I would go out to lunch every day at a different it was a different restaurant every week, but I would go every day, and so I would have to send out, proposals to these various restaurants about why this was a good idea, and you should have me come out to your restaurant, which is a very fucking awkward situation to put yourself in. If you can not be in that situation, I recommend it. Because it was one thing when, somebody else from the station was like, hey, we send a guy out. But I'm like, yeah, I want to come and eat for free and stand outside your restaurant for an hour. What are your thoughts? No? That's surprising.
You can pretend.
I have a yellow – I did. I would say – I would introduce myself as Tim, and I'd say, oh, I haven't really announced this on the – I've been trying to distance myself from this old nickname. But I used to go by Slappy on the radio station. So I'd be like, hi, this is Tim, and we're going to send our guy Slappy out there. Sad, pathetic little man.
Oh yeah, you talked to my buddy Tim over at the station. Yeah, he's a good guy. Did everyone ever put two and two together?
Oh yeah.
You sound just like Tim. Yeah.
Sometimes weird. Awkwardly on the phone, like, wait, aren't you Slappy?
At which point you go,
no,
and then hang up and call somebody else.
Oh, that's great.
No, this is Bob from Live 105. Don't ever call us again. Click.
Oh, that is good stuff. And how come you had to be the one that did that?
We laid off all the other people.
Yep.
We were running out of office mates. That was a good program, though, getting the free lunch every day. That's not a bad situation. That's where I started to get fat.
And what was the payoff for the restaurant? That was just like you would promote them on the station.
Yeah, we would talk about them that whole week. You know, like, hey, go see Slappy. He's out giving away his dignity in front of this restaurant for an hour. Get it while too late.
I stopped by a couple times, visited my buddy Tim. My little buddy Timmy.
I did once or twice too.
Danelle even came by once or twice.
I bet she did. Bet you fucking did.
Didn't my nickname of roommate follow you from the theater to the radio station?
What now?
Wasn't I still roommate at the radio station?
Not really.
It was just the theater. Okay.
Yeah, the theater. Your name was roommate.
Yep.
Like, hey, it's roommate.
I have hopes and dreams.
My name is Andy. My name is Andy.
At the station, you were the white one. Oh, my roommate's coming. Which one, the white one or the black one? Yes. Wait, the white one or the gay one?
your gay partner?
Yeah, you and I were gay.
Yep.
I know, there's the engineer guy who insisted I was gay.
Yep.
I just didn't know it yet, or something.
Oh, and he had a secret love, you had a secret, you had a secret love for me.
Really?
That you weren't expressing, yep.
Nice. He has a secret love for you that he has not realized yet.
I think I've even said this on Tancast before, but I was so thrilled when Noah moved in with us and I got to stop being Tim's gay roommate.
Yep, you have said that on Tancast before.
Oh, well.
And it's now nice to know you stand by it.
Now we're living on our own with our wives.
Mm-hmm. Our beards,
yes.
We call each other and say gay things to each other every week and record it so everyone can hear how much we love each other. We have our little cat fights, our little spats, but everyone knows, you know, underneath it, there's a deep and a lasting caring.
Wow!
What the hell was that?
That was my cat noise.
Oh.
Oh, all right. I'll let you know.
Very sad cat noise, I'll give you. Wow!
I'll take that sadness.
It sounded
like a semi-retarded
contest.
Laugh.
doesn't Andy do a pretty good cat noise?
Well, he sounds like a pussy, if that's what you mean.
Shake, shake, shake the room.
And right there, Tim, everyone knows how much you love me. Hey, everybody, welcome to GayCast.
We're gaying up this week.
Secret lovers, that's what we are. Nope. All right, time to take it back to the 80s, you know. That's how I do.
I saw...
Now we have to go back to the future! Yes, what did you see?
Future.
I can't wait to hear.
I saw Repo Man.
Ooh.
Oh, how was that?
It was okay. Just something that happened in the movie that soured me on it a bit, so... But up until that point, I was like, oh, this is good. I'm enjoying this. You know, it's got Jude Law. He's hot. It's got Forrest Whitaker. He's got Lazy Eye. It's got Liv Schreiber.
Does Forrest Whitaker have a lazy eye? I think it just has a lazy eyelid.
Okay.
The eyelid just doesn't want to open all the way.
He's hard to look at.
Yeah, he is.
Ooh, pardon me.
You like that?
I did.
Especially when he's being intense and the one eye's like all the way open and the other eye's like still real droopy.
Kind of like Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this side of me is mad at you. This side of me wants a nap.
I mean, somebody liked it as well. Critics' reviews aren't great, but I was like, I like the premise. Apparently, which I never saw this movie, people are saying it's kind of a ripoff of Repo, the Genetic Opera, which came out a year or two ago. It was like a musical based on kind of like the same premise.
Interesting.
And I think it was produced by the guy who does the Saw movies. If I remember
correctly. Then it must have been good.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Qual-O-T.
So I would say you could definitely wait to see it on DVD. It's not like I have to see in theater type of thing.
Dimda.
Unless you're like a big Jude Law fan, and you're like, I need to see his sexy body all big.
Have you seen Cop Out?
No.
Andy?
Nope.
Tim?
Me either.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Three Kevin Smith fans couldn't be bothered to take their asses out. I don't see a lot of movies.
The previews didn't look super great, and the reviews weren't super great, and I'm just like, meh. Like, not that I always base reviews, take reviews if I'm going to go see a movie, but if I'm on the fence about a movie, and I look at the reviews, then I'll be like, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, with the kid, and, I mean, you guys know how I feel about, you know, fucking screaming, talking, rude assholes at movie theaters.
You're all for it.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
You love it.
It's like, I've got this expensive subscription to HBO and Showtime. I've got this big-ass TV. I've got this comfortable couch. I've got this pause button. I've got that microwave. I've got the fridge and pantry full of food. I can do shit on my time. I know exactly who's going to be here. And I know I'm probably not going to have to throw down. You know, if someone starts talking, I could say, shh, honey, this is important part. Can't you see on the screen? The men are talking.
Wow.
That's how you do it. Good job, buddy.
Oh, but we did go see Alice in Wonderland.
Lots of eye poking.
Yeah.
No.
And how did you like it?
Lots of eye poking.
Is that good?
There were parts that drug. There were parts that were really good. It seemed, I mean, and I know it's, you know, Alice in Wonderland, there's supposed to be a lot of, like, you know, kind of crazy dream imagery, but just as a movie, the presentation itself, it seemed to be disjointed from, like, a storytelling point of view, not just, like, we're telling a disjointed story.
I didn't like this.
I don't know if that makes sense.
The centipede as much. He's definitely more interesting character in, like, the Disney movie.
The caterpillar?
Yeah, the caterpillar. He's like, who are you?
Yeah.
He just had very, like, you know, very few scenes, and he just wasn't that very interesting.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this before, the whole Hollywood actors doing voices instead of actually having professional voice actors doing voices. That movie was fucking full of them. And it was, like, almost to the point of distraction, like, trying to figure out who all the voices were.
Also, what's kind of weird is, like, there's one scene in the movie where Alice confides in the caterpillar, who she only seen like once or twice at that point, and they didn't really talk that much.
Yeah.
And she's looking at him for like some great advice. I'm like, really? The guy you talked to twice?
Yeah.
That seemed kind of odd.
And it was kind of dismissive.
But isn't this a not a sequel, but like this happens after the events of what we know of as Alice in Wonderland, so technically she's met him already?
Yes, but not in a way that she would confide in him.
Oh, is that what the deal is? Like, this is supposed to be happening after the original Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go. Does that change your opinion of the movie?
No. It does make some other things make sense in the movie, though.
Oh, because that is what... When I found that out, that took me from, like, I couldn't care less to I'm at least on the fence. Like, oh, maybe I'll see it. Because I'm like, oh, that makes it slightly more interesting. I thought it was just another retelling of that story. And I'm like, I don't care. She got it, now she's home, or yay.
I mean, in the context of the story, she doesn't remember stuff. So it still is...
Well, in the context of the story, is she even the same Alice?
Well, yeah, that's true, too. And that's not really a spoiler. They reveal that early on. Like, are you the one?
Yeah.
You mean it's like Zelda, where it's like a bunch of different people named Link that just happen to show up?
And save a bunch of different people named Zelda? No, it's a it's been a while. They're looking for Alice. They find... Some people think they found Alice. Some people think it's not Alice. She thinks she's not Alice.
And we don't know until the end of the movie whether or not she's Alice?
Fairly close to the end, I would say it starts to become apparent which way it is.
Well, guess what, Jack Hole? I've got the novel! I'm just going to flip to the back and find out!
Ah!
Ha-ha! Winner!
Man, what the hell is it about, like, you know, late January, all of February, most of March with the shitty movies? Because I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, the top box office. Alice in Wonderland and Diary of a Wimpy Kid, both 52% fresh. Bounty Hunter, 9. Repo Men, 20. She's Out of My League, 51.
I wanted to see that.
Oh, wait, yeah, 51, that's at least, I mean, barely made it.
No, it's 60 and above is what they consider fresh. So the only fresh movies on the top box office are Shutter Island and Avatar. And Avatar did not come out within that time frame.
What's Shutter Island on Rotten Tomatoes?
67% positive. And what's the score? Yeah, this is like just sort of the, well, to steal from Douglas Adams, the long dark tea time of the soul for movie releases.
It wasn't good enough. It wasn't, you know, like a dramatic good enough movie to release on Oscar time, and it's also not a big enough tentpole movie to release in the summertime, so we're going to stick it here.
And it's not a family movie, so we're not going to put it at Christmas, and it's not a scary movie, so we're not going to release it for Valentine's Day or Halloween.
It's a fake!
It's real!
We got here. Noah's just sent a... Whoa! That is a noise to hear when Tim sees ginormous boobs.
So are we trying to fight the gay impression we've been giving for the rest of the show now?
No. I just felt you guys needed to see that.
Here's what I think about those boobs. They're fake!
They're real!
It's real!
Oh, I see that becoming a meme.
I thought it was. I looked it up on Know Your Meme, and I could not find it, because I saw a bunch of people had done... You know how, like, I'm trying to think of one... it's Captain Kirk and from like the old TV series, and he's saying I'm Captain Kirk, but it's silent because it's a GIF, and they put words underneath him, and it looks like he's saying I sucked his cock.
It's a fake.
It's real.
And if you are thinking that's what he's saying, it looks like that's what his lips are saying. So they had done a bunch of that with the it's fake guy, and they'd put different things in his hand, or, you know, like, it's a rake, it's a snake, you know, stuff like that. And then, like, his hand comes up, and, like, his hand pops off, and Jean-Luc Picard's head flies out of it. Like, all sorts of random shit.
Oh, okay.
It's a fake.
It's real.
So I thought maybe it was like a meme where I'd sworn it was. Like, you know, someone puts up a bad Photoshop, and then someone puts up that GIF, like, it's fake. I can't believe it's not. It should be. If we got to start a meme, that's the one we should start. Other than Sweet and Sour Baby Jesus. I can't believe we went a whole week without saying it last week. Oh, God! Andy wears Crocs! Someone mentioned we hadn't said it in a couple weeks, so I had to get it in there. There you go.
Good job. Ride the wire.
See, that's the Facebook fan page working for you.
Hang on. Let me log back into Tancast Mail. I'm going to search my Tancast Mail for Crocs. Oh, here's a picture of Crocs. that somebody just sent me?
It's a fake. It's real.
Hang on. Let me paste that in
Rob.
There for you. It's a Croc store. And there's no subject and there's no write-up. But CJ apparently felt the need to send me that picture of a Croc store.
I can't believe it's a whole Croc store. That amuses me. Like, really, you couldn't just be fucking in the back of the JCPenney's footwear department? Like, you needed a, like, you, Crocs was so expansive. Like, no. We need to clear out this whole fucking room right here. Put some shelves over there and some shelves over there. And, shelves over there. We got, because we, you don't understand. Some of them are purple. Some of them are yellow.
And we're going to sell some shit here that is also not Crocs. We're going to sell some sportswear that's also made out of incredibly light rubber that's going to rip all the little hairs out of your body.
And, you know, and jackets for the Croc enthusiast that says, hey, I Croc Crocs.
Did you just say Croc?
I did.
Well done, sir.
Croc in the Crocs. They have been so Crocked.
Wow, speaking of things that we haven't had on the show in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
We have been talking.
Your mom.
We've been recording for over an hour. We've been talking for an hour and 15 minutes on this Skype call. And we have not had a Noah mic fail.
Woo woo! 2 weeks in a row with no mic fail. Yeah. This lack of Noah mic fail is brought to you by Plantronics Headsets. Did I say that right? Did I say the name of the company right?
Plantronics? I believe so.
Okay. I think I said Plantronics. Like, it's platonic. Like, no. Hey, they're not going to try and fuck you.
It's Plantronics.
There you go.
They be planning not to fuck a podcast up.
I'm sure they're super happy for that endorsement. Yeah, thanks. If you could just not mention us anymore, I'd appreciate it.
Here's some Disney stuff for Tim.
It's a fake. It's real.
Oh, and here's some more Disney stuff, and this was sent by Gary to show why Tim should lay off of me wearing Crocs.
It's a fake. It's real.
Or, as I keep saying on the show, owning Crocs. Wow. Noah, your link is better than my link. My link does not have a stripping Cruella de Vil in it. Mine just has Crocs.
That's because you love the Crocs. It's okay. Admit it. Embrace it.
He loves the Crocs.
Gotta love those Crocs. And here's a little something for Andy that he may find amusing. 119 ways to store and organize your cats.
It's a fact. It's real.
And Crocs. No, I added the Crocs part.
Of course you did, fucker.
Whoa. Sorry, I just got to Pinocchio with her clothes off, which is a weird sentence to say.
That's not the Pinocchio you know, is it?
No.
Tim would Pinocchio.
Good job, Andy. Good job.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
Andy, you scroll down, there is a kitten and a Croc. Oh, perfect for you.
Excellent. That's exactly how I need to store my kittens. Man, speaking of going all the way back, of people issuing public apologies for things that they should be privately apologizing for, and also speaking of tattooed up strippers.
Oh, look at that, bringing it back.
Yeah, and bringing it to where we are, because there's a bunch of tattooed strippers in this link that Noah sent. Jesse James, and you know, Sandra Bullock's husband, and his supposed fling with the tattooed stripper model, whatever.
Nazi sympathizer.
Nazi sympathizer girl.
What? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, there's pictures of her in like this Nazi paraphernalia, and also apparently she has white power tattooed on her thighs. Not thighs, calves.
Mm-hmm.
Links? Name?
Skanky McWhatsertwat?
Bombshell McGee. Do a Google search for that. You'll find her.
Are you joking?
Like, fucking Andy, mine was way more funny. But apparently he was being serious.
Oh, I thought he was
Bombshell
fucking joking
McGee.
Too.
No. Her actual last name is McGee. That's how I remember it. Like, really? McGee?
Miss McGee, don't be an Aryan. I wouldn't like you when you're Aryan.
What the fuck? Michelle Bob... What the fuck?
Michelle
that totally
Bombshell
sounds like
McGee.
A made-up name.
I know.
He should issue a public apology for taking Sandra Bullock off the market and then cheating on her.
Well,
you
yes.
Leave Sandra Bullock out there for everyone else to have if you're just going to waste it.
Yeah.
And again, I throw it out there, Sandra. You're on my top five. Approval by my wife. She was actually talking to somebody on the phone today about this. He's like, yeah, if he's in the same place as Sandra Bullock, I say he should go for it. The context of the call was that she does not approve of Britney Spears being on the list. So if he's in the same place as Britney Spears, fuck that. Or Madonna. She also does not approve of Madonna. I'm like, listen, She's a slut. It might happen.
Bombshells. Mickey's kind of hot. That's all.
My friend comedian Tina Allen referred to her as a tattooed toothpick with fake breasts.
Yeah, I think that's about right. So your wife doesn't realize that Madonna's on the list to be your T-ball girl?
Nope.
There is no pitch. You just take a swing.
Ah, nice. That's
that organize your cats thing, the one at the top where it's the kitten hiding in the guy's boxers while he's apparently in the bathroom. My cat did that. When he was smaller, I'd go in to take a deuce and my cat would come racing it. You know, if I like didn't pull the bathroom door all the way because I was home alone or whatever. Yeah, he'd come racing in and then jump and hide in my own underpants and stare back up at me like, you don't see me. I am clearly your underpants.
I like the smell of your ball sweat.
Yeah, cats do love the stinky.
So what are your thoughts on that whole thing, Andy, since you brought it up, the cheating?
Just that it's like, what, just because it's Sandra Bullock it matters? Is that why? It's fucking her pain. It's her husband. It's her deal, you know? People need to stop sending paparazzi, trying to, you know, dig into this, whatever. It's nobody's fucking business but theirs. You know, unless she was rich and famous for who her husband was fucking behind her back, then we don't need to pay attention to who her husband is fucking behind her back.
I think it's because part of it is the compelling story of how many times Sandra Bullock has publicly said that getting married has changed her life so dramatically, from where she felt like she was floundering professionally and also and like in other things, and just and like even her acceptance speech at the Oscars was all about him. So it's like, ah, oh, all that was built on a cheating fuckstick. No, there's no hope for any of us. Conan O'Brien's getting laid off. Sandra Bullock's getting cheated on. What hope do I have?
Okay, I can actually see your point there, Tim. I will accept somewhat what you're saying there.
Tiger Woods, though, I got nothing.
Yeah.
What? An attractive rich guy is fucking people? What? The world doesn't make sense anymore. Like the whole Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise thing. What? A rich old white guy is dating a young, hot white girl? Again, I've never heard precedence for this, ever.
A hot, young, less successful white girl?
But yeah. She just fits so nicely on his coattails, I'm just saying.
Yep. His sack of crazy was only half full.
Now it's fully full. Yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of Conan O'Brien, you guys hear that he's doing, like, a comedy tour for the next 2 months?
Yep.
So he really is banned from TV, or as part of his agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wow, crazy.
Well, he can't appear on television until, I thought it was April, but if he's going on for the next 2 months, then it must not be, but he can't host a show until September.
Well, if someone just films and puts on TV, he doesn't get in trouble for that, right?
I imagine not, no. Oh. Like, if a current affair happens to, you know, a current affair. Is that show even on the air anymore?
I don't know.
Extra, Hot Access Hollywood, whatever. TMZ, there you go. If TMZ gets some video of him and puts it on television, I don't think he can get in trouble for that.
But he can't go appear on someone's show. Like, hey, I'm Conan O'Brien. Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, I think the specific worry was he was going to show up on Letterman the first night of Jay Leno's Tonight Show.
Man, that would have been epic. Or on, you know, like the fucking Daily Show. That would have been great, too.
Oh, yeah.
Done another Daily Show Colbert O'Brien thing.
Yeah.
Man, they could have had him as... Oh, man. God.
All right. Relax.
Oh, I just had a little nerdgasm there. Wow.
I was going to say, you're having a little Conan-gasm.
Yep. I'm on Team Coke.
Speaking of Conan, I like how we were... It seemed like we were about to wrap it up, and then we keep segueing into other shit and talking about it for 3 seconds and then segueing into more shit. But...
This
anybody know how the ratings are going for Jay Leno, the Tonight Show?
I haven't heard anything.
Me neither.
That leads me to believe they're probably all right.
Like, you think if it weren't doing good, they'd be like, oh, look, he's sucking!
Yeah, be like, look at NBC and how they fucked up!
Well, I'm sure the people who are all up in arms, I think you said this, Tim, that are up in arms about him, Conan, losing his show, are not the same people that are watching Leno.
Yeah. Oh, wait, posted on March 5th, Leno's ratings starting to slide. That was the first thing that came up on Google when I put Jay Leno ratings.
Starting to, but not there yet.
Specifics. Why are you giving me specifics on Letterman's audience, but not his?
Leno delivered a 3.9/10 in metered market households. Letterman did 1.4/5 with an encore delayed by basketball. Okay, so that was Thursday night... This week?
Oh, okay. So Leno had according to this, 4 million versus 3.6 million. Leno still winning by 0.4 million. Son of a bitch!
That doesn't sound like much. Still, yeah, here we go. Leno's Tonight Show still beating Letterman, but not like before.
Come on, everybody, watch Letterman. I don't care if you don't like him. Just fuck Leno. Fuck him! Fuck him! Fuck him!
Tim's got so much hate.
Unless you'd like to book me, Mr. Leno, for the show, in which case I will be there, and I got 4 minutes of good jokes. And I will promote the shit out of it.
Fucking Leno is the best. Yeah, love me some Leno.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to always want to... What's his name again? Leno, I always wanted to be...
Yeah, and Tim will bring his literally dozen of fans.
Woo! Look out. When my fan base comes, you might notice if you're paying close attention and looking at a very small, small incremental measurement system.
There might be an extra guy standing in the back.
Doesn't mean I don't love my fans. I don't want to get that.
You don't love him. You fucking him. You're hateful, spiteful.
Why would I hate my fans?
Bastard.
The 7 people in this world that aren't against me, why am I going to hate?
Because you're a hateful, spiteful bastard.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know. Apparently Ben Stiller hates his fans.
Why does Ben Stiller hate his fans?
Well, I'm just extrapolating based on the movies he makes.
Tropic Thunder, win.
Tropic Thunder, yes. But, how about Dodgeball?
That was pretty good.
You didn't like Dodgeball?
Apparently he wanted, like, a downer, like, he was fighting for a downer ending for Dodgeball.
So was the director, as I recall. I think the director walked off the set.
But they didn't get it. And so all worked out. So you can't base it on that.
That he hates his fans based on the fact that he wanted to give a movie that was, like, otherwise mediocre at best, a downer ending?
That movie was not mediocre.
It was mediocre.
It was funny.
The cleverest thing in Dodgeball was the fact that it was Joes versus Cobra.
Oh, didn't even notice that.
Yeah. See?
I was busy laughing at other things, like Lance Bass talking about his balls.
Lance Armstrong.
Random William Shatner cameo. Also, Chuck Norris. Justin Bateman?
Oh, that is true. The Ocho.
I keep starting to say Justine Bateman.
Yep.
That was
and you're almost right. Man, that was an uncomfortable Arrested Development to watch. They had her on as a guest star, and she was playing a hooker, and she was hitting on him.
Nice. That's hot.
I kind of was. Yeah, she looked pretty good in that episode, too, you know, for 40.
Incest is best. The game the whole family can play.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is a loser.
Everybody wins.
All right, so we wrap this bitch up.
Yeah,
I think so. I kind of keep wanting to push it a little bit further forward just to see if Noah's Michael fail.
I don't think it is. It would have failed by now.
I forget what I was listening to. I was like, yeah, like, people seem to, like, end their show with, well, that's all the time we have for today. We always end with, like, fuck, I think I'm done talking.
Words, motherfucking words.
Let me just have words. Oh, that's all the time we have. We're running out of time. No more time for us.
Because they're all podcasted. They don't have, fucking, you can have all the time you want. Whatever. You fucking keep recording.
We're running out of time. We're running out of bites.
You're just out of interest as we are. Although, just won't admit to it.
I guess Kevin, the way he used to record, he actually did run out of time.
That's true.
Which I always thought was, I'm like, why does, they're always the same. He never goes over. And then apparently it was whatever setup he's using.
Yeah, there was only so much space on the MP3 player. Or recorder.
That's funny.
DAT recorder. There it is. Disc recorder or DAT recorder. All right. So we've strained the limits of your attention span long enough this week. We will catch you again next week. Night-night.
Oh, and by the time you guys hear this, we'll probably know whether hardworking middle-class families can actually afford health insurance again.
Really going to try and tack on the health care debate to the very end of this thing?
No, I wasn't trying to bring it up as a matter of debate. Just that I am eagerly looking forward to the vote.
Your mom's looking forward to the vote.
I've been watching the news feeds.
The vote where she's a big, fat slut.
What Noah said was funny. The sigh was funnier. Andy, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
And that's how we prefer it.
Oh, look what we're going to go out on.
What's that?
Fuck you, Noah. Fuck you, Tim.
Nailed it.
All right, everybody. Andy's a shithead. That's a reference and to I Love Movies, just so you know who we're ripping off.
Yeah, write it down. I Love Movies. We rip them off now, too.
It's pretty good.
It is quite good.
All right.
We don't need to be talking about other podcasts. We already got our Smodcast reference in.
We can talk about as many podcasts as we want.
No!
I love you guys.
Comedy Death Ray Radio. Check it out.
I love your guys' balls.
And you need to suck a dick.
Did you say, I love your guys' balls?
Yes.
Why did you say that?
To end gay.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Night-night.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 92. Be sure and visit TanCast.com, where you can find the show notes to this episode. You can find all our blogs where you can leave comments. You can find links to our iTunes feed where you can subscribe and be sure to leave us a review. You can find links to Podcast Alley where you can vote for us so people can find and discover the wonder or the weirdness that is TanCast. You can find a link to the official TanCast Facebook fan page where you can become our fan and talk to us and other fans. And you can find a link to CafePress.com/TanCast where you can buy all your official TanCast merchandise. That's all for this week. We'll see you back next week with more TanCast.
TanCast.
I always feel like we go over just so Tim has the opportunity to cut.
Yeah, that is nice. To be able to pull whole chunks out of the show where things went nowhere.
It's like, well, this is a waste of everyone's time.
Or if we reference something that somehow got cut out of the show, and then I have to go through and keep cutting it out.
He likes a continuity person.
I do worry about that. Like, sometimes there'll be a really long, boring part at the beginning of the show. You're like, why is that there? Because we reference it five more times, and one of them is funny. So I felt the need to leave it.
We're pulling up the curtain and letting you peer behind it.
Why is TanCast mediocre? Because Tim is poor. Tim can't let his babies die. Look, that joke is funny. Who cares if we have to sacrifice 15 minutes of unimportant shit?
It's one of those, it's going to be funny eventually. Just stick with it.
And now I am recording. It seems very normal.
My penis is in your mom. She likes it heck of a lot. She is giving me thumbs up. That's all I've got right now.
Now I am also recording myself saying Tim's a fag.